Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
For the last time for the 2017 IndyCar Series season, let's go ahead and warm up the tires.
Let's warm up them tires.
Well, we're going to talk about Sonoma.
Yep.
And it's season championship.
We are indeed. And then our favorite segment, Shit We Didn't Make Up.
Our absolute favorite, Shit We Didn't Make Up.
We've got some female racer news, and we might get feisty AF.
We might. It might happen again.
And then we're going to look back on our top five moments from the 2017 season, do a little reflections.
Get a little nostalgia.
We are. And then we're going to get giddy about next year.
Because I'm already ready to be giddy again.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hashtag, is it May yet?
Is it May yet? Hashtag, is it May yet?
When somebody said, so we're recording on Tuesday and this is coming out on Wednesday, it's like 205 days until the 500. I don't know if that's right or not.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right. So 205 days today, and when this drops, 204 days. We're almost there, guys.
Getting close.
Getting close.
Getting closer.
All right, let's talk Sonoma. Let's go to the wine country.
All right.
Let's see. Practice sessions were pretty quiet.
They were.
I will say they had a test Thursday. Everybody was out kind of testing. So they had test Thursday, practice Friday, quals Saturday. And so it was pretty quiet. I will say that Thursday, Sato spun and crashed into turn five. Yeah, he did not have the greatest last weekend with Andretti Autosports.
No, he did not have the best last weekend.
Good luck, Bobby Rahal. He's all yours now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, nothing big happened practice session-wise, except Spencer Friday at the 1 p.m. our time session, his car stopped at the beginning of pit lane, and I was never able to find out why. Like, it just stopped. I mean, practice was over, but it kind of, like, maybe it stalled.
It may have.
Because it wasn't, like, nobody came back and said he has engine troubles. He just didn't race, so I don't know. Who knows?
Interesting.
Yeah. JR put something in that car, maybe.
Right.
Have fun with this car.
Yeah, JR put a haint on it.
Yep. Let's see. Qualifications.
So, Group 1, Newgarden set a new track record.
New track record.
So, yeah, he was booking it. He was doing very well.
He took Briscoe's record, smashed it. What was interesting, the Penske boys had a weird tire thing going on. Did you pay attention to that?
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of quals.
So, I guess Joseph went out on reds for a lap or two and then switched to blacks. He was able to do just fine on the blacks. So instead of having Power, Castroneves, and Pagano go out on reds, they actually did their first session or two on the blacks and then switched to red for the past six shootout.
Interesting.
It is. That was a pretty smart tire strategy, actually.
I think so.
I mean, it sucks that Joseph had to be the rabbit, but, you know, he did fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did okay, I think.
He certainly did fine.
So, yeah, he set the track record in round one, and then Pagano came back out round two and hit and smashed that record.
And said, not today,
not
child.
Today. No, ma, no. And then for the shootout.
I am coming for you.
Joseph Newgarden. And then, of course, Newgarden came back in and said, this is how we do things in America. And won the poll.
Welcome to America. We eat pancakes, not crepes.
but I like crepes. That will never not be old to me.
Oh, that will never not be. Not at all.
Yes,
not at all.
He came out and won the poll and set another new track record.
That's pretty damn impressive.
It's pretty damn impressive. I mean, it was a little bit of a speed show on a road course, which I'm okay with.
We're always okay with a good speed show.
We're always okay with a good speed show. I meant to
always
say something to you when we watched the race, but they were talking about quals. They indicated the track was kind of dirty because they had some prior races and people were kicking up dirt because it's California in September.
Yeah.
I guess race control is not penalizing people for dropping wheels off the track that race.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess they just made that decision.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if Hinch had done it, they would have penalized him.
Oh, I'm sure he probably... Well, he didn't, but I'm sure he because he spun out, but I don't think he did.
Well, I'm just saying they love to penalize Hinch on everything.
They do. They do. In fact, there's only one penalty that whole race.
Really? Who's who was it?
Charlie Kimball for a pit lane speed violation.
Fuck Charlie Kimball.
I mean, I feel like that's the easiest thing not to do. Like, don't go. They have a button. There's a button.
I mean, his button may have been faulty, but
well,
you know what? He probably hit the wrong button. He probably bolused himself with insulin instead of dropping his speed.
He hit the insulin button instead.
Yeah, he fell asleep in pit row.
Oh, shit.
Dropped his blood sugar 50 points. That's an awful joke.
yeah, but I can make that joke. It's fine.
Yeah. Yep, we can make that joke. So, yeah, so our starting lineup, it was Newgarden with the pole, and then we had Power,
yep.
Pagano, Castro Neves, Sato, and Dixon. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty powerhouse front six.
Yeah, I would be scared if I was in that.
Although, I'll tell you what's amazing to me. Sato always qualifies well and does not do that well in the race.
I know.
Like, he qualifies well almost every single race, and then it's just disappointing.
It is. I don't know what, is it like performance? I mean, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is either.
Obviously, you can handle, maybe it's, well, no, because on road courses, they qualify in a pack. I thought maybe it's just pack racing, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're giving him Marco's shitty equipment for race day.
He actually didn't do, like, horrible.
That's why I think that they switched out Marco and Sato's cars.
Maybe they did. Maybe they were like, well, Sato's leaving. Let's give his good car to Marco.
Right.
Enjoy it for one race, Marco. It goes to Zach Veach next year.
Yeah. So
let's, you want to talk about the race?
Let's talk about the race. So, which we actually had the pleasure of watching it with Doug.
Yep, the pirate.
And some of his friends, yep, that we had met at Mid-Ohio and... So that was a great way to end the season, was to go to somebody's house and be like around, you know, 10 plus Indy camping guys. We got the Indy 500 pirate, Brian, there as well. And yeah, just have a good time, drink some.
Watched a good race.
Everybody, yeah. Watch the race. So that was super fun. I'm glad we did that.
It was a good way to end the season for us.
It was.
It definitely was.
And because our parents just look at us like we're crazy when we yell at the TV during the races. So.
Yeah, they really don't understand. But if I yell at the TV loud enough, Alexander Rossi will hear me and go faster. I don't know if they know this or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's how that works.
Obviously, all the drivers can hear me. I am a Hilliker.
Yeah, you're not lying.
No.
You know what we need? We need a recording of your dad yelling Harrison. That's what we need to put on this podcast.
Yeah, somehow we need that to happen.
Yeah. Molly's dad, who don't know him, has the loudest yell of anybody I've ever met, and I'm loud.
Yeah. Well, it's because my sister used to swim, and they were the only people that she could hear under the water. So that's where it was honed.
I don't doubt that at all, actually. Honest to God, your dad could yell loud enough that they'd hear him at the space station.
He probably could. If they needed something fixed, he could just yell at him.
He'd be the only person you could hear in a vacuum.
Dad becomes a race strategist. He doesn't even need a headset. He's just yelling.
He doesn't even have to be in the same county.
No. He'd just be at home watching the race.
He'd be a race strategist from home. Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
So the race, it was very exciting. Although, we got into a little bit of follow the leader, but...
We did.
A lot of that was that... But I think part of that is that nobody wanted to mess up their championship standings by wrecking their car.
Yeah, I mean, Pagano and Newgarden.
Everybody wanted to win, but, you know, they were doing the points as they run and all that. And so I think that they weren't driving quite as aggressively had it not been the last race of the season.
I would agree to that. I mean, Newgarden and Pagano kind of went a little tit for tat about less 10 to 20 laps. Yeah, there was kind of a little bit of a back and forth between Pagano and Newgarden.
Yeah.
But obviously.
Yeah, they were kind of going back and forth. So, and then there was that last pit, the second to last pit stop where Pagano just took it coming out of the pits and Newgarden could not catch up.
Yeah, I mean, and that was insane. And Pagano was on a flipping four-stop strategy for that race. I don't think anybody else was on a four-stop.
Do you think everybody else did three?
I think so. Oh, shit. I can find out. The only person...
I,
I thought maybe Connor did, but I'm not sure.
He may have. Well, I think Pagano was playing more with his tires than the other drivers.
Yeah?
Yeah, as far as, like, which tires to bring out and whatever. So I think that might have been part of his strategy, because then you have more opportunities to change tires and things.
Okay. Let's see. Usually it shows, if you go to the final box score on IndyCar, sometimes it gives you... Nope, it doesn't. Shit. Sometimes it gives you the number of pits.
Thank you.
Never mind.
Which is interesting, because I feel like in the past, Pagano has gone... Well, Newgarden typically goes for fewer stops.
But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, they were talking about if you're on a road course and you get stuck in traffic, the best thing to do is pop into pit and then pop out when there's no traffic and really build up that speed.
Yeah. Warm up those tires.
Get them warming up them tires.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
So, yeah. Let's see. So, Pagano won the race.
He won. Hinch got out, and we were sad.
We were very sad. Ross got out.
Yeah, I was also...
Early on.
But he came back.
Did he?
Yeah, so I listened to the race, maybe.
Oh, that's right. He came back for just a little bit.
Yeah, so, like, his team took that car into the flipping garage, fixed it, and got it back out on the road. So, shout out to that team.
Good for them.
I mean...
That's awesome.
That's working in some serious pressure.
That's impressive. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's damn impressive. They hold deserve a raise, and you heard it here first. Takuma got out.
Sato did get out.
He had issues, though.
He did have issues, although we thought that he was going to be out way earlier on in the race and that he was going to take a couple drivers with him.
That's kind of what everybody was thinking was going to happen. I mean, he didn't... Let's see, where's Takuma? He got out lap 62 out of 85. So, I mean, that's most of the race.
Yeah, so he was in for a while. But yeah, we thought for sure he was going to be out, like, in the first 15 laps and take out the front half of the field.
Now he's going to be with Graham Ray Hall. I just, my goodness.
Yeah, well, hopefully he does better next season.
Yeah, maybe a switch to a different team
is a good thing. Because we've talked about that before. I feel like it's really easy to get ignored when you're one of four drivers on a team.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get kind of a more detailed help. You know, you're working with a bunch more people to try and figure everything out, which is great. Like, I'm all about groupthink, but there can be too much groupthink.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, he just isn't getting that tailored, personalized attention that you need in a sport like this. So.
No, I agree with that.
Well, as far as our bets go, I had Newgarden winning, so I get a half a point.
Pagano
top five.
And then
I had Pagano in the top five, and he won, so I got a point for that. And I had Dixon in the top 10, and he came in third or fourth.
He came in, I think. Move, cat. Sorry, the cat is sitting on my fourth.
The cat. So I got a point for that. And I had Piggott as first out, and he finished the race. So no points for that.
Yeah, we both did not win any points on our Ed Carpenter Racing being out of the race.
We did not. We did not win any points on that.
No. I had Power winning. He was in the top three, so I got half a point.
Yep.
This is what happens when I pick Will Power. I don't win. I had Newgarden top five, so I get a point. And then I had Rossi top 10, and that did not happen.
That did not work out for you.
That one did not work out for me at all. That ended horribly. and then, of course, I didn't get any points for Hildebrand being first out, because deep in my heart, I thought he was just going to say, fuck it, and wreck.
I mean, we all thought he was going to.
Because I feel like that's how we would be as a driver. There'd be a moment where I'd be like, you know what? I don't know this bitch anything, and wreck that car.
Right? Yeah. And the horse you rode it on. Yeah.
Exactly. How do you like me now, Ed? Which, by the way...
I'd have burned that bridge hard.
I know we're talking about the race, but can we take a minute to yell at Ed Carpenter for a second?
Yes.
He's leaving Speedway.
I know.
I'm upset about this.
He's leaving Main Street, which is just hateful.
It's hateful. Ed.
Come on.
I mean, I'm not happy about that.
I'm not happy about it either.
No.
I mean, I guess if they put in a place that actually does brunch and serves alcohol, I'll be okay with it again, but I don't think so. I think they're marketing that space to a race team because that's kind of what it was built for.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a real appropriate space for a brunch, but hipsters do a lot of stuff, so who knows?
They do weird shit, so you never know.
You could get your brunch meal on a hubcap.
There you go.
And your drink in like a little quart oil bottle. Well, congratulations. Okay. I've just made Speedway Main Street brunch. You are... Yeah. Oh my god, you could call it Brickyard Brunch. All right, hipster, somebody do that.
Because we need a place to have brunch.
Yeah, we really do. Well, let's see. Overall, I tallied up the scores. You came in with 13 points, and I came in with 11 points, so you win this year.
All right. That was
pretty
cool. We didn't get very many points. I felt like we should have had more points. With 4 points available each race.
I know. Well, we didn't start this until mid-race, mid-season.
But still.
But, yeah, we did not do so well. I know we keep talking about joining one of those fantasy indie car leagues, but...
Maybe we need to do more homework before next season.
We might need to rethink that and not be tipsy when we make our decisions.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a part of the problem, too. I think the problem is that I am not tipsy enough because I typically make my bets when I'm sober. So maybe that's the problem.
And I think
I need to go the other way with it.
I think I just get too, like, I really just want this person to win. I don't really look at it.
Right, you just go with the favorite.
I'm an emotional better. It's okay.
I mean, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
And then when I don't pick willpower, I get yelled at, so I can't win.
So the Verizon IndyCar Series Championship, my boy, Joey New came in first. And then second was last year's champion, Pagenaud.
Yep. Third.
Solid three was Scott Dixon.
Yes, sir.
Willpower in fourth and Castro Neves in fifth. So four. Four out of the top five were Penske drivers.
Dixon spoiled the fudge out of that Penske party. He is right in the middle, too, which I love even more. I mean, I would have liked it if he won, because I like Dixon, but I also like Newgarden.
Yeah, I mean, I love Dixon.
Yeah.
But he's like, nope.
That's adorable.
I'm jumping right in the middle of this. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hey, guys, thanks for holding out for me. I know you are beyond excited that, as my mother says, Teagarden won. She's trying, so it's fine, Mom. I'm gonna get yelled at when she hears this. It's fine. It's okay. But I'm
very excited for him.
Well, and I really think he's really an ideal championship since the series is trying to like grow and attract more viewers. Like, you know, he came up on the Mazda road to Indy. He's been all of these teams with ties towards like the racing history. There was Sarah Fisher, Ed Carpenter, now Penske. I mean, he's young and he's personable. How can you not have somebody to market better than Joseph Newgarden?
Right. Well, and he's an American driver, which there's been a serious lack of, you know, American drivers winning championships for a while. So,
and we're not saying like he's an American driver, USA rules, everybody else sucks, you know, leave. We're just saying it's great to have an American driver win an American series. IndyCar is an American series.
It is. So, I'm very excited. I think it's going to do all kinds of good things for the series. By the way, so Verizon
I know.
Which they're still going to sponsor next year because that's part of their contract. They're already starting to negotiate. So we don't know if after this next season if Verizon is going to be the sponsor or not.
Damn it, I just switched to Verizon. Damn it, Mark Miles!
I know. Well, you get one more year.
That's fine.
And I did read that, you know, even if they don't sponsor the series... Mark Miles is hoping that they will sponsor like the telecommunications. So
hopefully I can still get it on my phone because we really need that.
If not, come on AT&T.
Yeah, I mean, if not Verizon, I hope it's AT&T so you can get it. One of us needs it.
One of us needs it.
One of us. I mean, we can't go to we want to, but we can't go to every race.
No, we just don't have that time or money.
No, I mean, I'm excited. Pagenaud came in second.
I am too. I mean, he won last year and he had a great season.
Yeah, I mean, he drove the hell out of this season, so.
He really did.
I mean, and then it's...
So?
I was to say, and then next is Dixon and Power, and those are two of... I mean, you know, Power is one of my top driver, and I've just always liked Dixon as a driver, so I'm very excited.
I'm excited for them. I mean, you know, I like both those drivers as well. Yeah. So, and then Catherine Neff is finishing fifth, which I'm curious to see what that'll do as far as his plans next year. And I was really hoping that we'd have some announcements by today.
Yeah, it's going to be
so
Friday.
So we can talk about it.
I think it's going to be Friday.
Yeah, probably it's going to be Friday. Or it'll be tomorrow. We'll be like, damn it, we should re-record.
I know, like the moment I hit send, I'll be like, Roger Penske has an announcement. I'll be like, of course he does. Of course.
Of course he does.
Of course he does, because Penske hates me.
I think you started that fight with Penske.
I did, I may have instigated my fight with Penske.
Yeah, I think you started that.
That's how most of my fights go, though.
Yeah. On to another one of our favorite American drivers.
Yeah.
Daily, how much money are we donating to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation?
We said $20 each, right? Each time he wins or finishes. Let me back that.
$10 each, so $20 total.
Oh, just $120 in total then. $60 from each of us.
All right.
Yeah. So we started doing this the last seven races of the season. So we started July 9th. The Iowa race was the first race, and he didn't finish that one. But after Iowa, he finished every single race. So
he did. Connor Car Wash.
It might have worked.
I think it did.
I think we got rid of the hang.
I think we're directly responsible for it.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and claim credit for it. Please contact us if you would like to interview us about our haint dispelling abilities. It's cool.
I think there's a few drivers who should contact us.
I'm just saying that haint might have moved.
I think it did move.
I think it did. I think we might have done that.
Sorry. We didn't mean to put the haint on anybody else. We just wanted to get it off Connor.
I mean, it depends on who the haint goes to.
Well, that's true. The haint can stay on Marco all day long.
Yeah, they can just hang out. It's fine.
I mean, his dad will just keep throwing at that car, so what do we care?
Shit we didn't make up.
So, all right. Shit we didn't make up.
Shit we didn't make up, which I'm just surprised we didn't know this.
I'm so sad we didn't know this.
Because... And I'm surprised that there aren't t-shirts out for this.
Yeah.
I didn't study marketing, but I feel like Chip Ganassi Racing really missed the boat on this one.
They really did. Yeah. Because we should have t-shirts.
Yeah.
So Scott Dixon's pit crew.
Yes.
Calls themselves the Wolfpack.
Which is amazing. Amazing.
It's amazing.
I can't with that name, honest to Pete.
It's perfect.
It is perfect. It's the perfect name for a pit crew. The Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack.
Especially
for Dixon's pit crew. Like,
yeah. Secretly want them all to have that one t-shirt with like the three wolves howling at the moon. And they wear it under their like fireproof stuff. That's my secret hope.
That would be amazing. Yeah, that would be pretty hysterical.
It would be, so... They are called the Wolfpack, and Chip Ganassi Racing needs to put out a t-shirt about it because everybody would buy that.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every Dixon fan would buy a shirt that says the Wolfpack.
That could be also what he calls his cool, cool fans.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we not in marketing? My God, we're brilliant.
We really are. Yeah. Somebody should hire us.
Somebody should. I'm available. It's cool. Please.
I'm kind of tied up for a little bit, but I got no problem switching jobs.
Yeah. You can reach out to us by many, many ways.
That's true. Whether you want to hire us or whether you just want to contact us on social media, you can hit us up on our Twitter, which is @FastCarsN317. And that's IN. You can hit us up on Instagram, which is @FastCarsFastGirls.
Yep.
You can check out our Facebook page, which is Fast Cars, Fast Girls, or you can go to facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls.
Yep.
You can also check us out at our website,
yep,
which it will take you straight to Podbean so that you can download our podcast, and that's www.FastCarsFastGirls.com. And then, of course, if you want a little more personalized touch, you can hit up our Gmail, which is FastCarsFastGirls317@gmail.com.
Bookmark that website, because maybe sometime over the season break, we'll figure out how to use a website properly.
Yeah, we're actually going to make it a real website rather than just it directs you into downloading the podcast. So,
you know, we've been busy. There's been races, you know.
There have been races. We both have full-time jobs, so.
Unless somebody from a team or IndyCar wants to hire me, then I will quit my job 100% instantly.
Yeah, I'll quit my job tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
I'm going to work with a race team.
Or IndyCar race control. I'm putting that out there.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should do race control.
I'm putting it out there like Oprah and The Secret. Contact me.
There you go. Like Oprah and The Secret. you kill it. All right. So we got feisty AF again.
We got feisty again. It happens.
We got feisty. So Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport is going to have a third car at the Indy 500. And they are partnering with Didier Calmels, who is he's French, and he has connections to F1 and all that business. He used to have an F1 team that had his name attached to it, but the other owner changed that name as soon as he was convicted of murdering his wife.
Yes.
France didn't really give him too much time for that. They called it a quote-unquote crime of passion.
Mm-hmm.
And he got 6 years. He served about two of them.
Maybe two, yeah.
And the thing is that he shot her because he suspected she was having an affair.
Yes.
Not even confirmed. And so to me, like, crime of passion is, I walk in and I see you fucking somebody else right. and I shoot you.
You are
That's crime of passion.
What is it? In flagrante delicto? Which is either French or Latin for in the middle of the act.
Yeah. That's a crime of passion.
That's a crime
if
of passion.
If I think you're cheating on me and I just let that stew and then I get a gun, that to me seems a little more premeditated.
Just a little bit. You know, I'm not speaking from, 4 years of law knowledge here, but that seems more premeditated than a crime of passion.
Yeah, I'd be very curious to know, like, how the French government defines law of passion.
I tried to find it. I also tried to find the original court documents. It didn't work out for me. But I will say, when you Google this guy, what doesn't come up is, like, French business, which is what everybody was like, he served his time. And, like, you Google him, the headlines don't say, French businessman who served his time and is now an upstanding member of society did X, Y, and, is now doing this. Instead, it says, man who murdered his wife. Guys, really? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, really, Schmidt Peterson? Like,
you didn't,
how much money? I mean,
that's
and I went on a Twitter shitstorm.
Well, I was going to call it a diatribe, but okay, shitstorm works.
Okay. A twit storm, if you will.
I like it.
And, I mean, obviously we know, we don't know, but I'd love to know how much money this guy's bringing, because that's how much Sam Schmidt's soul
is worth,
apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, and there have been other donors in IndyCar that have had, questionable pasts, or, the money is, where the money's coming from is questionable at best. But a murderer, that's a first. That's a first for IndyCar.
I feel like they can.
And not only that, let me just say, like, okay.
Go, girl.
I know. You thought your wife was cheating on you.
Yeah.
So you killed her. Like, you just thought. It wasn't confirmed. Does that make it okay? Like, if you think somebody is drunk and you rape them, is that any better than raping them because they're actually drunk? Does it make you raping them okay? Like, it's okay to kill her because you thought she was cheating on you? No, I'm pretty sure that's still just violence against women.
Yeah, it's 100% violence
and
against women.
I'll tell you this. If his crime of passion, when he thought she was cheating on him, was that he shot her, he fucking shot her and killed her.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he was a real peach
the
entire rest of their marriage.
I'm sure he was a fine, upstanding young man before he did that. Because, people
I'm sure
with
this was the first thing he's ever done.
Violent tendencies like that never have a background of it and a pattern of escalation.
And also with...
Sorry, I accidentally hit a button.
Was that Law and Order?
That was. Swept to a different screen.
Well, I mean, the music's pretty good for this conversation.
But no, it just frustrates me because
this is a professional organization, and I'm sorry. Like, I feel like at IndyCar, I've said it before, we're not the classiest bunch of people, okay? But we're not NASCAR fans. But in all seriousness, we're not necessarily the classiest bunch of people, but I like to think that we hold our athletes to a little higher degree than, like, I don't know, the NFL,
yeah.
where you can be on video beating the shit out of your wife or girlfriend and, like, still
play.
Get paid a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine the shitstorm if we saw that a video of one of our drivers beating the shit out of their wife or girlfriend?
Oh my God, it would be
the team owners wouldn't stand for that. Mm. The fans wouldn't stand for that.
No.
And so I feel like we hold everybody to just a higher bar in general in IndyCar than in other sports. And it saddens me that Sam Schmidt doesn't seem to fucking get that.
He's not the only one who doesn't get it.
Well, he's not the only one.
No.
There's lots of other people. Well, and the driver that they're sponsoring said he's getting to work with this guy. And I'm not saying that this guy doesn't have knowledge. He's worked in racing in the past. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm just saying,
really,
you can keep him on the back. You can keep on the back burner. Yeah. Like, really, you're out here parading that you're working with this guy?
I don't know. I don't like it. I will say, for the most part, the reaction of the fans has been pretty much like, we can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Which I find very encouraging.
I do too.
You know, for the most part, there's been a couple out there, but I would say 95% are like, this is unquestionably a bad idea.
It's a very bad idea. And also, in a sport where we want to see more female fans,
yeah,
and more female drivers, where we want to have more diversity in general, how are you going to partner with a guy who was convicted of killing his wife because he thought she was having an affair?
Yeah.
Like, what message does that send?
I mean, you're alienating people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's not like he's running a... It's not like he's running St. Pete or Texas. Like, it's the fucking Indy 500.
Like, yeah.
It is the crown race in the whole season. It's the most high-profile race that there is.
It's absolutely... It's the most well-known IndyCar race in the world.
Yeah.
It's one of the most well-known races in the world.
Yeah.
Period.
End of sentence.
I hope that no harm comes to that driver, but I hope he fucking stuffs it at Quals this year.
I mean, I
hope he destroys that car.
He's okay, but I want that car destroyed.
Yeah. And if you see it flipped over on fire in the snake pit, it may or may not be me.
Plausible deniability.
JK, we never go to the snake pit.
No, we can't handle it. I don't think we can handle the snake pit.
I mean, not anymore.
Not like anymore.
21-year-old Abby, I'd give the snake pit a run for their money.
Oh, man, I wish I could have seen that. But we got a race to go to, and that's more important for us.
It is more important. And the snake pit is really fucking far away from our seats.
Yeah, and, like, you can't see any of the action, I think, from the snake pit?
No, you cannot.
So, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, so that's not happening.
No.
So, yeah, so they interviewed Mark Miles.
Yeah.
And he said, we'll see. It's definitely a more sensitive thing to the American culture than in Europe, .. But it was 20 years ago, and there was a trial, and there was a result that he served his time.
I mean, you know what? There was a trial, and the result was he was found guilty of killing somebody, and he served 2 out of the 6 years, Mark. So, I don't know. You know,
I mean, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that may be the worst answer you could give. Like, it brushes out the crime and makes it sound like a speeding
ticket. Does. It makes it sound like he, like, stole a loaf of bread or something like that. Like, oh, there was a trial, and he served his time. No, he killed somebody.
He killed, well, and you know what? Let me just, okay. I'm just going to out myself here.
All right.
So, over 5 years ago, I made a bad choice, and I drove all drunk, and I got arrested for it. I'm not allowed into the country of Canada without filing special paperwork because of driving under the influence. But this motherfucker could kill his wife because he thinks she's cheating on him.
Thanks.
And then can be involved in the best race in the world. How fucked up is that?
I mean, it's unreal. It speaks to, and I'm not going to get on the soapbox right now because we don't have time for a 2-hour legal lecture from my ass. But it speaks to the bigger problem of people brush over domestic violence. And I would say this is an extreme domestic violence, obviously.
Obviously.
But it brushes over. Everybody just doesn't see it as this huge crime that it should be. And
they don't see that, like, domestic violence leads up to things like somebody killing their wife.
Yeah, like, everybody knows that this guy had done shit before. Like, shit happened leading up to this. And you can fight me on this and you will lose.
I wouldn't fight you on anything.
Well, I appreciate that.
You've got training. On how to win arguments. I'm not touching that.
Dang straight, I got training on how to win arguments.
Right.
It just makes me upset because I have a family member who went through domestic violence, and when people downplay it, it just makes me angry.
Oh, it makes me, I mean,
stabby.
I was going to say stabby.
I know.
But, I mean, that feels like a poor choice of words for this, but it really does.
It does.
Because it's a huge deal. I've had a family member go through domestic violence, and it's a really hard circle to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
That cycle is very hard to get out of.
Yeah.
And the fact that we don't take it seriously, and then when something serious happens or somebody is killed or severely injured and ends up hospitalized, it's like, oh, well, what happened? Well, what's been happening for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't new behavior. It's just an escalation of existing behavior.
Yeah.
And I will eat fucking crow.
Yeah.
If somebody can prove to me that there was no prior domestic violence in this guy's history.
First of all, here's the thing. There is prior domestic violence, but it probably was not reported. It's an underreported crime to begin with.
It is an underreported crime.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed, very disappointed that Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport thought this was a great idea. That people out there don't seem to think this is such a bad idea. I'm just disappointed. And I think that's all I can say about it. I'm just so very disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. And I mean, just like when I first saw it, I was almost speechless. Like, I was like, is this fucking real life right now?
Yeah, I mean, you went on the twit storm. I woke up, read all of it, and I just sat there and went, I don't even know what to do with this.
So yeah, so that's our feisty AF. So yeah. Schmidt-Peterson, you will be getting none of my money next year.
No, dang it, but I like Hinch.
I love Hinch, but I'll tell you what. I'm ready for Hinch to move on to another team now.
Well, you know, people are still ruminating he might go to Penske.
I mean, you know, I would be fine with that.
I'll have to buy something Penske, damn it. That'll be two out of my top five drivers there.
Welcome to the dark side.
Let's...
On my end, I had a weird echo. It sounded extra creepy. I don't know if it sounded that way on your end or not, but me saying welcome to the dark side had its own echo.
I'm excited to hear it. Let's move on to something a bit more lighthearted.
All right.
Let's talk about the 2017 season because it has officially ended.
Oh, I don't know. That's lighthearted. It's sad.
I know, but it'll be more reflective and happy to think about the fun times.
It's true. To think about the memories we had. It's better to have loved than lost, right?
I was going to cue up some, like, Oasis or something. Like, but don't look back in anger. You're all welcome for that.
Or, like, Green Day, I Hope You Had the Time of Your Life.
Oh, my God, that would have been a perfect song. Shit.
Or Closing Time, Semisonic.
Yeah.
I say basically all your graduation playlists.
Or, like, the slow songs in our high school proms.
Yep.
Yep. All right, well... We gave ourselves some notes to kind of think of our top five moments. You ready to do yours from like 5 to 1?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't necessarily put an order to mine.
Oh,
you did.
You know I did.
I know you did. And we're going to tweet this out because I want to hear everybody's top five moments from this year.
I definitely do as well.
So yeah, that's going to be our homework this week for everybody.
Yeah.
So my top five moments...
You want to just start? We can just trade back and forth. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Sato winning the Indy 500 because it was the first time that I ever bet on a driver to win, and they actually won.
You were so excited.
I was so excited. 21 races, and it's never happened until this year.
How much money did you end up winning again?
$15. 16.
High stakes. High stakes.
Yeah, very. It's a very serious bet.
It's so serious.
But, I mean, I have recouped now all the money that I've lost in previous years.
There you go. That's a good way to think of it.
Yeah, so now I'm even.
So, number five for me was the Pocono race, which we're totally going next year.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Just because when you're watching it and they start going, apparently it was only 5 wide, but I believe the text messages between us were, Jesus,
bullshit.
Are they it 8 was, wide?
It was 7 or 8. We went back and watched and counted.
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, just insane racing.
So that it was, yeah, we're definitely going.
Oh, totally going. So that was my number 5.
Let's see, my next would be James Hinchcliffe in his interview after the Clusterfuck 600 in Texas. I think that's adorable.
Well, I think that's adorable.
Yeah, that's definitely made my list.
Oh my God, yes. I died. Number 4 for me is just, I'm just proud of us, you and I, going on the road, absorbing the whole experience. You know, watching it on TV is one thing, and it's great, but when you are there, you just, times 100.
It really is.
Also, I'm very proud that you didn't receive a PPO from Ed Carpenter.
Yep, no order protection.
And no cease or desist so far, so we'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, we'll see how many people we can piss off next season. Or stuck, I mean, whatever.
It's, you know.
Let's see, going to the victory banquet.
Oh my God.
We won the 500 Fashion Friday contest and got to go to the victory banquet. That was
beyond cool. Tear up a little minute just thinking about how insane that was.
And that was... very beginning stages of talking about doing the podcast, mm-hmm. and this kind of all coming to fruition, and it was just super fucking cool.
Yeah, well, to piggyback on that, one of my favorite things from this season, number 3, would be the face that I make every time we take a picture with somebody involved in IndyCar.
You know, that's funny because my number two is you freezing in place before we took a picture with Scott and Emma Dixon.
That is my favorite story ever that you tell.
And Scott was like, is it just going to be the one of you? And I was like, no, I fuck. It's like, where is Molly? Just oh, there she is.
Dawn.
Molly, get over here.
We have never put that photo out on our social media.
Yeah, we have.
It's on Facebook. I don't think we tweeted it or put it on Instagram yet.
No, I don't think we did.
It might have to go out on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely will. That was pretty hysterical.
I'm just very cheesy.
Very cheesy. All right, what is your number two?
My number two was going in the Bomarito race this year. I think it was their first race in forever, and they did it fantastically. It was my first night race, and it is magical to see a race at night. And then they went three wide, which, yeah, I know it's a clusterfuck, but seeing them go three wide at night, oh my God.
Yeah, I bet that was just total badassery. And then I would say probably, well, I don't know, I could say it's my favorite, but it's definitely... I mean, it's the one I'm listing last, but going to Mid-Ohio. And there were so many amazing moments from that entire weekend.
Yeah.
But getting to see, you know, a road course that wasn't at the IMS, our first out-of-town race, our first on-the-road road course, meeting up with other IndyCar fans, meeting up with the Indy Camping guys.
Yeah.
And all the, you know, Indy Lights League,
yeah.
All the Mazda Road to Indy. I mean, seeing all kinds of different racing that built into the IndyCar series. And all the people we met and all the cool things we got to see and do. I mean, that entire weekend, like, we could not have planned for it to be better.
Oh, my God. It was a magical weekend.
Yeah. It's like we knew we were going to have a good time. But we had no idea how good of a time we were going to have. And, like, we couldn't have had that good of a time had we planned every minute. Like, everything just happened organically, and it was perfect. And
yeah.
We just had a fucking blast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My top moment of 2017 would be pole day from the 500. Because Bourdais goes out there, he's going so incredibly fast, like fast enough that he would have secured the pole and kept it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he had that horrific crash.
He did indeed.
And then, so they cleaned it up, and then Rossi is next out, which led us to one of our favorite quotes, nope.
Nope.
Nope, hashtag nope. He goes out and smashes the record. But then Ed comes and says, that's adorable, Junior, and smashes that record.
Let me show you how we do things at my track.
I mean, this is my track. Basically, Ed peed on the track. It's cool. It happens.
Yep.
But his record was held for, minutes.
Minutes
before Scott Dixon came out and said, Daddy's home, and won the pole and smashed the record again. It was the speed show we needed.
It was. It was exactly what we needed and what we deserved after enduring all of the rain on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
It was God smiling upon us for being good IndyCar fans and sticking it out.
That's because Jesus loves IndyCar.
Jesus does love IndyCar.
Yeah. Apparently, Jesus also loves Zach Beach.
Yeah.
I'll have to tweet that article out.
Yeah, it's a good article. Zach Beach's pastors who hooked him up with sponsorship for this year's Indy 500. And then that kind of led into him... racing with Andretti, which apparently was decided way earlier on in the season and just only recently announced.
Which they were interviewing him during the race because he was part of the IndyCar Radio's like driver analyst.
Yeah.
But he was so excited when they were interviewing him. Like, you could just still hear the giddiness in his voice of everything. And I was like, aww. Little Zach, so excited.
He is so excited. He's like a kid on Christmas morning.
He is, so
I mean, I like to see that in a driver. I like to see a driver that is giddy and excited to be doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's super fucking cool.
It's amazing. Like, such a small percentage of people do what they do. Like, if you're not excited every day, then it's like what one of my professor said to me. If you don't feel something every time you stand up to do litigation, then you need to get out. I think it's the same thing, you know. Not that litigation and driving a car is similar.
But they both take passion and practice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's the same way for you when a code is called. Like, it's that moment where you're like, this is what I have trained for, and you do it. I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, well, not everybody loves codes, but I do.
I know that you do.
I do. I do indeed. I'm like, yes, this is my jam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good season.
It was. I'm sad to see it go.
I'm sad to see it go, but I'm excited to see the new Arrow kits next year.
Oh my gosh, I'm ready for St. Pete's.
Oh my gosh. So we are going to do hashtag IndyCar Adult Spring Break.
Yes.
We're going to St. Pete. If anybody wants to join us, we're going to watch some cars and spend some time on the beach. It's going to be a good time. And we're going to hit some other races in the off season as well.
Definitely.
We've got other shenanigans planned.
Yeah, like SCCA runoffs in 2 weeks.
We sure do. SCCA runoffs. And we're doing the Red Bull Air Race.
Which I can't wait for because it just looks amazing.
It looks like it's going to be super fun. Yeah. And there is a female pilot in that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I put her name on another sheet. Her name is Melanie? Oh, Lord. Astles, A-S-T-L-E-S. So she's in. There's two classes. And I'm going to flip them. I know I will. But there's the champion and the master class as far as the Red Bull Air races are concerned. And she's in the second one, the lower one, which I believe is master class.
Okay.
But they also, so they're going to be racing, though, at Indy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, and then, of course, once the season starts back up, we're basically going to go to as many as we can.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Well, and we're going to hit up some races in the IndyCar off season. We're going to hit up the Rolex 24.
Are we doing Rolex or Sebring?
I would like to do both.
Okay.
I would like to do both.
Okay.
but the Rolex is the end of January.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll need something by that point. We'll be crazy. Well, I mean, we'll do St. Pete, obviously, in May. I mean, we're going to be there in May. We're gonna go to Road America this year.
We are.
Take my dad. We'll go to Mid-Ohio. We'll go to Bomarito. We'll go to Pocono.
Well, and your dad wanted to come to Road America, too, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he's going to Road America with us. I just don't know about Mid-Ohio.
Gotcha.
He might come to Bomarito because it's St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad drive.
No, we're going to go to the Pocono this year. We're going to go to that one.
Oh, that's definitely
fun. That's happening. Watkins Glen is a maybe.
It is a maybe. It just kind of depends.
Barber, I think, is a maybe this year.
Yep. That's definitely a maybe.
I think Sonoma's going to be a yes for me.
Because, I mean, I can't see why I wouldn't go.
I mean, you can. I might turn it into a thing, though, and meet my brother in Seattle for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
And then drive down. Definitely. I mean, you're obvious. I'm going to invite you to his house without him knowing it.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't assume that I'm invited, then I mean, I don't know what he's been doing for the last 20 years.
He just needs to live his life right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, if I'm out there, I might do like you did and do my own little road trip. So yeah. Sonoma's definitely happening.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Well, no, Iowa, I mean, we might be able to do that.
Be able to swing. I always forget about Iowa.
It's a bit of a drive, but it's not bad.
I mean, we can do it.
So, and Iowa's a nice state. So it'll be a busy season for us next year.
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. I got to figure out another job so that I don't have to work so many weekends.
I just need a pay raise.
Yeah, unfortunately, any job that I get where I'm not going to work as many weekends, I'm going to be taking a pay cut. So,
well,
I guess I better live it up now.
Yeah. Us state employees do not make a lot of money, even the attorneys. But we also will have the lights at the Brickyard here, too, so we don't have to go to work for that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
liquor. Hashtag liquor and lights.
Cannot wait.
It'll be good shit.
It will.
So in the off season, we're going to dig deeper into some IndyCar topics like history, the history of IndyCar, especially some history of the IMS because it's our favorite. How the cars work, all the buttons on the steering wheel, things like that.
All sorts of fun stuff.
And just other little fun facts, things about scoring, fun rules that they have, or ridiculous rules, either way.
The flags.
Ridiculous. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I mean, they'll be announcing new rules in 2018, but there's just a little bit of adjustment. So, of course, we can't forget all of the announcements that's going to happen in the silly season. I mean, we are just going to be inundated with information in the next 2 weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah. Everybody's just kind of sitting around waiting on Twitter, like, so what's happening? In fact, I haven't checked my phone, so God, I hope nothing broke.
As far as I know, I literally checked right before I called you.
Okay.
Like, I have been checking religiously.
I know. There's so many people who aren't nailed down yet.
It's going to be wild.
It is.
And frankly, I need to know because Mella and I have an agreement that neither one of us are buying the other one Christmas gifts until we know what team certain drivers are on.
I thought we were going to get each other the IndyCar Nation.
And we're doing that too.
Okay.
But, you know, we need the nice shirts like we were talking about the other night on Sunday.
Yeah, we do.
So it's going to be good stuff. So if you guys have any questions or anything that you'd like to hear us discuss or talk about in the off season, let us know. We are going to officially interview Juliana. And hear some of her fun stories. We are hoping to interview a few other people that have some hilarious stories. So if you have been to a race, ever worked in any of the tracks. So it'll be, I say, even though we won't have active racing going on.
We're going to keep busy.
Rest assured, you will be entertained. We are not about being boring. We're about a lot of things, but boring is not one of them.
Never one of them. Never, ever, ever.
No.
And keep an eye on our social media, because I think we're going to do some fun social media content just to have fun in the off season. Maybe we might try karting. Maybe one of us won't survive it, and I mean me.
You mean you?
I mean me. Let's be real. There's one person who's going to crash in a go-kart. It will be me. I'm
pretty vicious in a go-kart.
I'll probably just bust a flat tire, honestly.
Well, I think that means you get to go for free the next time.
Oh, well, that's good. Every time.
But I will run right into you.
I do not doubt that.
Yeah, no, I mean, vicious. I did go-karting in St. Louis once. We were there on a band trip. Yay, band. And you had to have a driver's license to drive these go-karts because they went pretty fucking fast. And I was ruthless. Yeah, I didn't win, but nobody forgot that I was on the track that day, I'll tell you that.
You didn't win, except for the body count.
I won that. I won that. I like to combine go-karts with bumper cars. That's my...
Bumper go-karts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So, but no, we definitely will check out Sarah Fisher's place, the indoor karting.
We wanted to go see that one, in my mind, that's haunted, that old racetrack.
Yes, the jungle.
Yeah, we're going to go to the jungle. Maybe do a video.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yes.
We're going to play that song.
We have to.
We are. We're going to go do that this fall because here in the next couple weeks is going to be perfect because it'll be pretty with the trees, change of colors. I feel like it might be haunted, though. I mean, people have died there.
It probably is haunted. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's creepy as fuck at night.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. We're going to take our good cameras and see if we can catch some spirits. And just a heads up.
Yeah.
The next 2 weeks, we will be dropping on Thursday and not on Wednesday because I started a new job and, well, we just won't be able to record before then. So, but yeah. Then we'll get back on a quasi-normal schedule after that.
Yeah,
but
just the first couple of weeks, it might be Thursday instead of Wednesday. That's fine. Just give us a day, an extra day.
Yeah, just give us an extra day, so you'll have to make it through hump day without us, but we'll post pictures and funny memes to help you get through it.
Yeah. Well, I think we got a white flag it.
I think so.
What else you got?
You know, I think that's about it. I'm real giddy for the air race, and I'm excited for the SCCA runoffs.
I am too.
So, yeah, it's just, I'm glad that we've got a few things coming up right here at the end of the season so that I don't have to completely crawl into a hole and cry.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. What about you?
Just want to again reiterate how cool of a season this has been and how many amazing people we've gotten to meet and talk with this year.
We really have. We have gotten to meet and talk with, and whether in person or on social media or whatever. I mean, just so many awesome fans.
Yeah.
And we appreciate all the love and support that everybody has given us throughout this podcast. So.
So keep watching. I think we're gonna get even better.
I mean,
Avi.
I mean, we don't put out crap. Okay, we're not gonna get any worse. I'll tell you that.
No, I mean, there's really no way to go but up.
But see, that makes it sound like we started this at crap.
Well, did you listen to the first couple of episodes recently?
No, no, I refused to go back and re-listen to the first couple ones because I knew that I would cringe.
I did the other day. It's okay.
Regretted it?
No, because I'm working on something, so it's fine.
Okay.
So.
You got secrets.
I am just made of secrets. That's why my hair is so big.
It's so big. Because it's full of secrets.
Oh, shit. We better end this.
We better. Although, you know what? I enjoy that we drop on Wednesdays because on Wednesdays we wear pink. All right. I think that's it. Let's wave the checkered flag on that.
Yeah, let's wave the checkered flag. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.